Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for your kindness. Oh, you are so kind. And your mercies that faileth not. We thank you for life. We thank you. We are not sick. Even if we are sick, we know we are healed. Thank you for the privilege and opportunity to come into your presence. I pray, Father, that this day you will speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, and that you will not allow us to leave your presence the same. Thank you for your plans and your purposes for our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, and somebody said amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? Turn to one or two people, tell them it's good to see you in church. Happy Mother's Day, and you may please be seated. Hallelujah. Well, they're saying it's Mother's Day, so I will also say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the church. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the church. I also, my mother is gone. She's done her best. Everybody will go, so you have to do your best. I used to be in the kitchen a lot with my mother, because I used to stay home a lot. I was more like a home type. I'm still a home type. I prefer to stay home than to go out. So somehow I don't make friends, you know, in a way. My friends are the church members. I don't have anybody somewhere that I go and visit. All I have is the church. So I'm very different from you. So I don't get a chance for people to tell me rough and bad things and stupid things. It's only my church members. And then my church members, I control the conversation. So if you say something that is not, I correct it. So in a sense, I have a very controlled environment, which helps. You have a controlled environment, it helps, because it helps you to grow, and it makes you go the right direction. How many understand what I'm trying to say? So I used to, you know, be in the kitchen a lot with my mother. Those were very, very precious moments. I don't know what we do here, but we used to have this apotoyua, you call apotoyua, this pot and this piston where you mash, you know, pepper and these things. So I'll be mashing. We have blender now. Those days, sometimes it wasn't the stone. Take a stone and a bigger stone, and then you squeeze it like that, and then you make the soup and all of that. That's one of the things I used to do. Sometimes I'll go to town. I really need something, and I'll go. When I go to town, I'm very, very purposeful. I go for what I want, and I come back home. I don't like whack. Again, I'm not that type. You get it? So I go, and then when I come back, then she'll say, you come back so quick. Why? Is somebody chasing you or something? No. I always preferred, I don't know, but somehow home was, for me, more comfortable and better. I prefer to be in the house, in the kitchen with her, help her cook, you know. And so when the days when it was a little difficult for her to walk, and the day is going to come, it's going to be difficult for you to walk. Yeah, now that you're jumping, you're moving around, you think you are great, you are greater than God. The day is going to come, it'll be very difficult to move one leg. Because our life, our bodies are like parts, they get old. And you must think of those times. And anytime I was home, and she wanted to go to, because of that, she couldn't go to church, because she used to go to church every morning, every Sunday. She was the chairman of the president of the Women's Fellowship in her church for many, many years. her mother was a president for many, many years. And so when she, her mother passed away, then they said, mother like daughter. So then they also said, so you become the president. They voted for her. She became a president. Used to travel all over Ghana for many, many, many years. And then they started, they planted a church around where we live. And she was one of the, you know, of course, elders in the church. And even that, it was so close, but she couldn't walk and go. So when I go to Ghana and I take her with me, I hold her hands, and I walk with her. And after church, I'll go and pick her up. Just like you take a child to school and you go and pick the child up. It was very, very memorable. You know, she passed on. It was unfortunate, but everybody's going to go. Amen. So you see, you must live a life, even as mothers and as parents and as Christians, that at least when you check out, you have some people to remember you. What do you think about that? So even though we are celebrating Mother's Day, people are happy and all of that. I am a little sad this morning because I you see, there are women here, and many of you probably have come here with your mother, and today is a special day for mothers, but we hardly think about the things of God. You see, we could have done well with some balloons in the church this morning, but nobody thinks about that. No woman in the church, and you are very, very different from African women, because African women do work in the church. But the type of women here, they don't like to do anything in the church. So we are preaching in the church Sunday morning, when we are doing construction work over the river as men. What are the women doing? Nothing. And they will come to church Sunday morning, happy Mother's Day. You think God is happy with you? It's God who has brought you how far you have come. The first place and the first person you must think of is God. You must wonder, so tomorrow is Mother's Day. What is the church doing? Is there anything I can do to at least brighten the church? And you come and sit down and say, Mother's Day. What Mother's Day? I'm very, very angry and sad that we can't have balloons here this morning. Because Lady Pastor Abigail, who is always thinking about this, has her church. She must also think about her church. Now, since then, nobody thinks about that. And that's what we are preaching about, the work, the art of ministry, the work of God. That you and I, give me Genesis chapter 2. Man, I've started preaching already. That the most important thing you can ever give yourself to is to do God's work. You sit down and let your things and your work become important to you. You'll see what will happen. We are all alive. The Bible says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. You see, we come to church to be taught. We come to church to be preached to. We come to church to be trained. We don't come to church to make the pastor happy. You come to church for your own good. And God is here to teach us, to correct us, to encourage us, and to put us on the right track all the time. Many people don't even know what happens in the church. After Sunday, that's it. What about if you come and there are no chairs here for you to sit on? It's a bishop, but your house is decorated. I'm sure you have some special things to do today. Yeah. Is that how you celebrate Mother's Day? Is that how we behave in this country? Or in this church? I'm sure there are other churches that people are doing something very, very nice. Yeah. Because it's the woman. Oh. It's the woman. The women are the most important people. Who keeps the home? Who keeps the home? That's why many women cannot marry and cannot keep the home. I'm preaching a good message. Preaching a good message. You see who brought yourself this morning. Because we cannot go and be doing construction and be doing all kinds of, and then when we come home, there's nothing at home. No food. Yesterday, nobody even thought of us to bring us any food. Give me some volume, brother. Nobody, no woman thinks about the things women should think about. You always want to get. You don't want to give. What do you give in this church? What do you do in this church as a woman and as a Christian and a member of Lighthouse Chapel International? At least, what do you do for this church as a woman? What do you do? And it's the same attitude you take home. That's why you cannot keep a man.
Some of you who have kept men, it's because the men have become quiet and nice and gentle. That's why they are still in the house. It's not because of you. Because of what God is doing in their hearts and their minds. That's why they are still with you. I tell you, if they were to look at you, they would have left you a long time ago. The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. We are saying that the best thing or our lives are work. Is it your if you go to Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13, the Bible says something there. Yeah, because if somebody is here for the first time, they wonder how come it's Mother's Day and the place doesn't look like it's Mother's Day. And I should not be thinking about balloons. You can't be doing a work for 11 years and the children can't still pick up things. It's a shame. It's a shame. You can't blow balloons and put it here. You just don't think about it. You just don't care about it. And if you don't care about it, God will not care about you. Look at what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 14 verse 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. Not they may rest from anything. They may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Your life and my life is just work. That is something that we should understand. And we are in a season where we are trying to bring this purpose of God and this plan of God into your heart and into your life. That this is a season of to think about the work of God. We are teaching, we are preaching Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays that your life is work. When a Christian dies, when you say rest in peace, you only rest in peace if you had done something. But if you didn't do anything, you will not rest. You'll be tormented. You'll be sad. The rest comes from an accomplishment. You rest. The Bible says, and God rested on the seventh day because he accomplished all this thing that we are seeing. All these beautiful beaches, all these nice trees, all this landscape, all the things that God has created, God rested from it. You rest when you have accomplished something. So you and I cannot rest if we are not accomplishing things. And you don't rest until you are dead. Because your life is full of work. Work. You live to work. In verse 15 of Genesis chapter 2, if you have the NIV, verse 15 of Genesis chapter 2. And the Lord God took, do you have the NIV? And the Lord God took the man, or maybe the HSCB or HBSC, something like that. Okay. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden to work it. To work it. And take care of it. To work it. It's work. I said it's work. I said your life is work. Look at how if you don't work, your life is very, very different. When you work, you get some money. Work is not so nice. But you gotta work. In fact, if you live in certain countries and you don't work, you are labeled social welfare. You collect social welfare. People don't like people who collect social welfare because they're a liability to the system. A country like Holland, where we used to live, it was in the early days, it was good to not work. Yeah, because if you don't work, the government gives you money, and the money is the same as somebody who works, especially those who, if you want to call it minimum wage, because you go and work 8 hours in a week, they will probably pay you about 1,500 guilders. In those days, we used to use guilders.
And then when you stay home, you're unemployed, the government pays your rent for you, he pays your hospital insurance, and then he gives you money. And after that, you see, when he gives you money, when you calculate, it's about 1,200, 1,300. So it's better to stay home than to work. But you see, it was a system that they designed for their own. But their own were not making use of it because they like to work. So when immigrants and Africans and all these strange people came in, then they realized that, oh, it's better to stay home than to work. Because the money is almost the same. It's about $300 or 300 guilders difference. So then the white people analyzed and realized that all the unemployed people, 99% of them are foreigners. So they decided, you know what? Monkey can't work and baboon can't chop. So they decided to design systems that now, if you don't work, you yourself, you find a job. You barely get money. And if you don't work, there are so many things you don't get through. For example, if somebody wants to invite somebody into the country, and you're on social welfare, you can't invite anybody into the country. You can't send an invitation letter to your mother. For example, I mean, the immigrants, we like to do that. You want your mother to visit you, you want your uncle to come, you know, daddy to come, you know, we like those things, Jonathan Romeo, you know, all those things. Now, if you send an invitation letter, they tell you to send a job letter. You don't have a job letter. So it's finished. So only those people who work can invite somebody to the country. If you're married, you want your wife to join you. If you're on social welfare, your wife can't join you. Because they say that when your wife comes, the wife is going to depend on the money that they are giving you. So your wife can come. But if you find a job, then your wife, you can send an invitation, your wife can join you. So those, even in systems like that, if you don't work, you go to America and don't work. I say you go to America and don't work. That's why in America there's a big gap between the upper class and the lower class. That's why you'll be surprised that you see people eating from the garbage in America. You'll be surprised. All the things they show us on TV as a very nice way. You will be surprised how people eat from the garbage in America. Because if you don't work, and especially if you don't school, because America is a place where America doesn't respect anybody's degree and certificate. Wherever you come from, you have to come and write an exam and let them assess you and let them give. America doesn't accept anything from anywhere. That's why vehicles from America, the indicator lights are red. It's not yellow. Everywhere, every country, it's red, yellow. Only Americans have red. That's why Muslims, they don't like Americans. But they feel they are God. That's how Osama pulled the two towers down. Muslims don't like Americans at all. But if you really look at it, Americans, they are some way. They're very some way. Very, very some way. They cause a lot of wars in the world. They cause a lot of destabilization in countries. CIA, they cause a lot of problems and confusion in countries. They worked with Osama bin Laden before. They worked with him before. Yeah. Did you know that? Osama worked with the Americans before. He was a CIA guy. He used to work with them. And then the relationship spoiled. And so he rebelled. And he started all the things he did. And you don't know things. Yeah. So if you don't work, your life is very, very, very different. Are you with me? So we are. What are we looking at? We are looking at, what did I start preaching to you about? Are we looking at the difference? What? How to what? The differences between her. Were you here when we started? The difference between secular work and ministry work. That's what I'm preaching about. Because work is the key. If you like, you stay home. That is why that is why we need to take care of the children, isn't it? They'll be well. That is why, if you go, I mean, I don't know about you, but when you go to these ministries, and they are called ministries because they are servants. I am a minister because I'm a servant to the church and to the congregation. I'm a servant to preach. I'm a servant to teach. I'm a servant to pray for you. I'm a servant to be by your side. I'm a servant to correct you and to rebuke you. It is my responsibility to serve you in rebuking and in correcting and in straightening you up. So when you see Ministry of Education, that is an institution that is supposed to minister education to the country. Everybody must be able to receive education once we have a Ministry of Education. So we cannot go to Ministry of Education and it's like we are going to beg for something. You cannot have a passport office and then we have to wake up 4 a.m. to come for passport. Let the post office deal with the passport forms. Let me fill my passport form at the post office. Let the post office send the details to immigration office. Let them go through the process. Send back my passport to the post office in my area. Let me go and pick up my passport. What is wrong about that? But you see, the same thing, a lot of things don't work. Just as our lives also, we are working or we are not working, and we seem to think that the work that we are doing, the work in the secular world, your business that you are doing, that is the real work. But let me tell you, God created man, and the Bible says that he placed him in the garden, and he told him to work the garden. The plan of God for your life is that you work for him. The plan of God for your life is that you work for him. God wants you to be in relationship with him, that your time, your energy, and the things you exert, and the things that makes you tired are the things of God. That is God's plan for your life. And that is why you have to understand the concept of Pharaoh. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 12, and verse 8, same version. I'm preaching. Yeah. If you think that what you are doing in your personal life is what God plans for your, is God's will for your life, yeah. You don't know the scriptures. You do not know the scriptures. Jesus told the Pharisees that the scriptures, the prophets, and the scriptures, the prophets and the laws, they all spoke about him. If you know the scriptures, you will know that I am the one that the Bible spoke about. But we don't know the scriptures. So our lifestyles and the things we spend our energy on are not what God wants. The Bible says they will, however, become subject to him, so that they may learn the difference between serving me and serving the kings of other lands. God was speaking to the Israelites and he was telling them that, you know what, I am going to punish these people. I'm going to punish them. So that when I punish them, in punishment, I will give them over to the princes of this world. And the princes of this world will use them. And once they use them, then they will really understand and come to terms with the fact that working for God and working for any other kingdom, there's a difference in it. Pharaoh is a type of the devil. Now you have to understand in Luke chapter 4 and verse 6. Luke chapter 4 and verse 6. Happy Mother's Day. Luke chapter 4 and verse 6. Yeah. No, it's nice. Maybe when you came, you have some flowers and things to give you. No, I'm preaching to you about spending your time in God's things. And that's why it's sad that even today, there's no balloon, no decoration. It's a sign that our minds are not on God at all. The Bible says that. And he said, give me King James. I like King James with this one. When Jesus was tempted of the devil told Jesus, he said, and the devil said unto him, all this, the devil had taken Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple. He had taken Jesus to a high mountain, and the Bible said he showed him all the things in Jerusalem, and he said, all of this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, the glory of the world. He says, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. You have to, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand the fact that the world is in the hands of the devil. He got a whole world in his hands. It's not true. It is not true. He got a whole wide world in his hands. He got a whole world in his hands. He got a whole world in it. It is not true. I don't know who brought that song up.
God is not interested anymore in this world. He changed his mind long time ago. Because man went his own way, decided to do whatever man wants to do here on this earth and in this world. And because he can't force people to do what he wants them to do, he has given us the world. Adam actually gave the world to the devil, because God initially gave the world and the dominion thereof to Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve gave the world to Satan by obeying Satan in the Garden of Eden. So the world and the one who controls the world is already out of the hands of God. That is why he will destroy this world, because it's not his own. Nobody destroys something that they love and it's for them. Will you destroy your own house? No. You destroy something that you don't like. Something that has developed into something you don't like, and it doesn't you know, suit your wishes. That's what you destroy. And he's going to destroy it because the world is in the hands of the devil. So all the work we do in the world, we help the devil to build a lot of treasure cities. Look at the Jubilee Park. Who is getting the glory? Is it not Guyana? Is it not the Guyanese government that is getting the glory in Jubilee Park? If people do things around Guyana, who is getting the glory? Is it God? Oh, please. 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 The 50th anniversary we are celebrating. Who are we celebrating? In honor of God? They'll just add some little day of prayer. And they'll invite Muslims, Hindus, and Christians to come. They brought me letters that I should share for them. I am your sharer. Am I your post girl? Am I your post boy? I should share letters for you for day of prayer. Give us, we will do the day of prayer. You can't do day of prayer. You don't know what prayer is about. You are a government. Do what you want to do. We will do the church work. So call us and say, please, can we ask you to do a day of prayer for us? And we will do it. Don't do it and say, I should come. You're inviting me. Who is you? You know our prayer? You know about speaking in tongues? You could pray for 3 hours. You could pray for 5 hours. You do your quiet time. You know what quiet time is about? You could fast and pray. You could cast out devils. You could pray for the sick. So why don't you leave the prayer to those who have been called to do the prayer? So the 50th anniversary with all this, is it cheetah or puma or leopard or whatever, like that, with 50 like that. Who is the glory going to? It is for this world. And every money that is spent, you're going to spend millions of dollars for this program. And the church cannot even have land to build. How can he have the whole world in his hands? We're looking for something to buy the other day. And I went to South. Somebody was selling something. When I went there, I asked him, he said, it's 115 million. I said, hey! I'm a small piece of land. 115 million. So he said, how much do you have? And I told him how much I have. He said, oh, no. He said, but man, so I said, on this one, it's too big for us. Oh, no. You have to believe God. I look at him and say, believe God? I'm cutting my coat according to my size. I'm not going to commit to something that I can't have money to pay. You have to use your head. 150 million. I should go and find 150 million and give it to you for something that I cannot even use for anything. I have to now build. That's the world. So the world, everything you do, you are helping to build Guyana. And Guyana is not God's kingdom. It's true. That's why it's a sad case when you see pastors rushing and running to work for the government. Because the government is a worldly system. And the world has been given to Satan. So the Bible says in Genesis, Exodus, chapter 1, verse 8. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. Time is running fast, Pa. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters. Your boss is a taskmaster. He wants you to come to work and work over time. You can't get a day off. A day off, what do you mean by day off? It's better to say you are sick when you are not sick than to say I want a day off. Because it's lies that does well in this. If you don't lie in this world, you cannot get a lot of things. I tell you. You go to America and say, oh, I want to live here. I want to work here. Can you please give me a permit?
You guys say, you like jokes. They say you like jokes. Like you,
but go and say that your sister is your wife. So come today, where 15th May, come, you can get married. You can go and kiss your sister and say you are married, and they'll give you staying permit. You gotta lie. You gotta go and find a white lady and say, oh, I love you. Oh, you are the apple. Your eyes are like apple to me. You are the only mosquito in my neck. You are the only sugar in my tea. Oh, I miss you like I've been in jail for 1,000 years. Meanwhile, you are lying, you know, and they take the girl to the whatever, and then they sign papers and you're married. They'll give you papers. Meanwhile, you don't love her. After a few years, then you leave her. Hey, people do that. And they bring their wives, real wives from their countries. And when the wife comes, it's my sister. So the man is married to a white woman, and they are living in an apartment. Two-bedroom apartment. The man and the white lady is in one room, and the man's wife is in another room as his sister. When the white woman goes to work, then they play a husband and wife in the house. When the white man and woman comes, then it's like they are sisters. Because if you don't do that, you will not get staying permit. The world is built and based on lies. And that is where you are contributing your effort, your energy, your time. Look at how you spend time in the things of the world. More than the things of God. He says that they will employ taskmasters to afflict them with burdens. Give you mortgage. Give you singers. Give you courts. Give you a lucky dollar or lucky cent or whatever they call it. To give you burdens. They'll bring for a nice chair. He said, oh, why not? $2,000 a week. I can take it. And then you go and you sign. This, they give you a nice chair. What's the chair going to do for you? Put some plastic chairs in your house and be happy. Yeah, if you can't, if you're tired, then you lie on your bed. Until you can afford cash down. I tell you. Sometimes I'm doing business with people and they ask you, are you going through the bank? I say, I'm not going through no bank. We're paying cash. We are an international organization. The name is Lighthouse Chapel International. International is not some word that is nice for us. International for us is that we are in other countries. We are in almost 70 countries having 2,000 churches. And if we want to buy a property of 20 million, 30 million, I should go to the bank. What do you mean? The kingdom of God in Lighthouse has become a bit more established. That 20 million by the grace of God is not difficult to have. By the grace of God. I said by the grace of God. As you go to Scotiabank and they say bring transport, bring your vehicle registration, and bring this and bring that. Like when I was buying the vehicle, they were there. They were the ones who bought it for me. Recently I went to Scotiabank. I was asking for something and they were giving me some conditions. And then they say, you know, they say if you owe anybody. And I ran through my life and realized that I don't owe anybody. I said, oh, what a blessing. I am blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. So when I get money, I can use it anyhow I want. And I will not get headache. I won't get depressed. I won't get sleepless nights. Because nobody's calling me to come and collect my TV back to where it was. Because my TV is an old TV. I don't even have time to watch TV. My children take their legs and change the channel of the TV. I should buy flat screen TV so they will use their legs to change the channel. You're making joke. That's a big box, something big, flat, big something is in the house. They can push it to the floor. It's okay. I'm fine. What I need is my iPad and my books. I'm good. My life is okay. I got some small food to eat. I'm happy and I'm excited. I got a car to drive to go where I want to go. I'm happy in this life. TV, flat screen, and let somebody sit. They lie down. I tell you, they lie down like that. And they change it. They change it. Change the channel. I should go to courts and high purchase a TV, 72 inch. Yeah. put it on the, in the, and then let somebody take their leg and chain the channel. To increase my burdens in this life.
No.
I am so consumed by the grace of God with the things of God and the church that I don't have time for TV. I don't have time for TV. If a friend, a pastor friend from Ghana called me, he said, oh, there's a Ghanaian singer who has come here at Tabadu. This one, a double, that guy. He's in Guyana. I said, I didn't know. So yesterday I went somewhere, and that was the place he was staying. So when the guy was asked, where are you from? I said, I'm from Ghana. I said, oh, there's a Ghanaian guy here. So he showed me the program, gospel, music, something, something. I have not even seen it. Maybe because I don't watch TV. Nice fly. Today he's in a secret world. He's going to say, this one, not double, double. Not double. I don't know. I don't watch TV. Michelle, burdens. Burdens. That is what this world is about. That's what working in this world is about. You work and you don't see where your money goes to. You work and they are taking some from here. They are taking some from here. They are taking some from here. Ah, pay as you earn. Guyana is such a poor country that the income tax should be 2%. Not 30% or 33%. What do we have in this country? We can have other means to bring revenue into the country rather than making the people who are working. But you see, they will never reduce VAT and reduce this thing because the world is supposed to give us burdens to carry. And he said, they built for Pharaoh. They built for the devil. They built for the country. Treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. We are building. They say, oh, we want to build a Jubilee Park. We want to use it for independence. It comes with stress. It comes with overtime. It comes with tiredness. Who are you tired for? For somebody to have a nice 50th anniversary. Where is the glory of God in this thing? I'm using this because that is the clearest thing I can show you. Yeah. When the slaves came, they worked. They worked. Dark canals, dark trenches. That today we life team spend their life. It got to a point. Kofi said, you know what, man, 76. They said, no, I said, no, nobody, we not go sit down, let them cheat us every day. Monkey can't work, baboon can't chop. Yeah, that's why he's still at breakdown rebelling. they themselves don't even understand Kofi. Because Kofi rebelled against the government and the system of the day, which we must also not rebel, but understand that the devil and the world is using us for their own good. What do you get for working so hard for your boss? What do you get? You pay your fat salary? Anybody who pays you a fat salary, you even give more than you can even consider. Yeah. When your job gives you a cell phone, it's nice. But you must be available 24 hours. There's a lady in our church whose job has given her a phone. Her own phone. It's a tracker. It's a tracker, sweetie. It's a tracker. When that phone rings, you see, her phone can ring and she can easily forget it. I mean, not. But if that other phone rings, last time she was here, we were in a meeting and that phone rang. She said, Reverend, I have to take this call. When she came back, I said, this is the last time whatever tracker beeps, and then you are not going to be excused from my God meeting to respond to Pharaoh, Satan, your boss's phone call. If you can't handle that, then you go out of my meeting. Finish. I will not allow you to not see God the way he must be seen. I am an ambassador so much to teach you and to allow you to see God in the right way that I will not allow. We are in a meeting and then your boss calls. All right, Mr. Donet, go and answer the call. So I'm making your boss bigger than the one who I am representing. It's wrong. It's wrong. I said, this is the last time that phone rings and you take it. So they've given me a motorbike. Eh? It is to ride around town all day. Of course, you can ride and pass home and take a little thing and eat. But because of that, they say, why were you there? Why you stay so long? Because you're on a motorbike that they have given to you. They give you a vehicle and you're excited. My company has given me a vehicle. You drive the car. You driver. You can't use it in the weekend. You know this company vehicles, you can't use it in the weekend. Official, you got to park it. I see lawlessness is in the country, so people use it to go to creek and all of that. So only use it from Monday to Friday. If you're going to church, you can't drive it. What is the use of having a company car if I'm going to church, just 10 minutes to church, and after that, go home? No, they said, no. The car is not for church. Taskmasters, they build treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses, they build Georgetown. They clean the place. No garbage. Come and see Starbrook Market. It's people's energy. The energy that could have done greater things for the church and the kingdom of God. We don't use it for the right thing. Now let me finish reading and we'll close. My time is up. I want to read it. It's our church. 12. But the more they afflicted them, it's because God's power was on them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Bible says in the next verse, the last verse 13, and the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. I want to tell you that no matter how fancy your job is, you are serving John Lewis styles. Yeah, you're a slave to him. You're a slave to JRA. You're a slave to Pretty Power Singh. Pretty Power Singh will take you to go to sea deep in the night. Something that if you're in your right mind, you say, eh? This pitch black on the boat in the sea. So, nah. Can't swim? No life vest? So, nah. Something got to be wrong with this. But you see, Pretty Power Singh is offering you 100,000 a month. When you look at 100,000, he says, sweetie, no fear. God going to take care of us. We'll go and come back safely. You see where you are bringing God inside? For your evil desires and your selfish needs. But that time and that energy will never be used for God. Ladies and gentlemen, God gives us over to these things so that we will learn that working for Him, I am so blessed. And I pray that you will also be blessed. I'm not blessed because I have money. I don't have money. A pastor friend of mine who doesn't know me well was telling me about some business. I said to myself, this guy is bringing business to me. I am bigger than business. I don't have time for business. If you want to do business, do your business. Don't bring business to me. I can't do business. This is my business. I'm already occupied. This is my business. As you import, export, and import, go to the WAF, bribe custom officers, so they write a little duty for me to pay. That's what you want to get me into? To do runnings? And walk-ins? And jump-ins? That's what you're proposing to me? You don't understand. So, to be away from these things, I'm so blessed. I don't have millions. So you're saying, he'll bring half and I'll bring half. I said, Charlie, I don't have money. He said, oh, really? You're a big man like you. I said, of course. I don't have. And if I have, I'll use it for something else than to put it in business. Because I will not help the world to build treasure cities. My time is here. I pray that you also, you see, you may not probably be able to come full time for God, but if you can only taste and see that the Lord is good, that will be enough. If only you can taste and see that the Lord is good. So next week, we'll look at 4 stages for escape from Pharaoh. 4 phases you go through if you are going to escape from the world system. The world system will pinch you down. Yeah, it will pinch you down. It's not difficult. It's not easy to escape. Now, if you escape now, what are you going to do? You need the power of God to be made available to you, I tell you. It took the power of God for Pharaoh to say, galang, 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 let my people go. Moses went to Pharaoh for about 10 times. Pharaoh said, no. Well, anytime he went, he gave him an option. He bargained with Moses. That's how it is. If you are going to leave the world system. I remember, finally, a medical doctor resigned from being a doctor at a hospital, one of our national teaching hospitals, resigned to become a secretary to our church, in our church. Very pediatrician. Nice one. The professor who was in the consultant who was in charge of her at the hospital heard that she had resigned and gone to be something in the church. So the professor called her and asked her if it's true. She said, yes. The professor said, please, tell me how much money they are paying you. I will give you double for you to come and work in my private practice. Because the man could not understand why the pediatrician will leave the hospital and become a secretary in the church, answering phone calls and sending emails. The lady said, No, it's not money. It's not money. It's something that you don't understand. I cannot explain to you. There's a certain freedom, a certain fulfillment that comes with just even being a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. I tell you. That's why sometimes people don't even understand why some guys live here. There's no bed. We don't have bed here. There's no apartment in this church. But if you come and you see them sleeping and mosquitoes biting them, yet they feel so free and happy. That's what that is. He who the sun sets free. There's some freedom that is freedom indeed. And that's what God wants for you. That even though you may probably be working in a secular world, but you will have this connection with the ministry. When you go there, it's just passing time. When you go there, it's just passing through. People say, hey, but you don't go to any function. We're having staff party, you don't come. We're doing this, you don't go. They realize that you are very, very different. Say, yeah, it's true. Because mentally and spiritually, I have been delivered from your hands. I just have to come in so I can pay my rent. That's all. When we take out the rent, me and you got nothing for say to each other. Amen. My time is up. Please stand. Continue next week. Think about the balloons, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a good message. You said your clapping wasn't powerful at all. I don't know whether you're bored. Yeah. You should appreciate preaching, you know. Yeah, you should appreciate it. It's not. Yesterday we went to work. Yeah, all of us are tired, but I'm the one preaching. Many of them, I saw them, they were sleeping. But me, I have to prepare and come and preach to you too. And after, we are going to still work also. Today is a nice Mother's Day. We are doing God's work for Mother's Day. Amen. Father, thank you so much for speaking to our hearts and affecting our lives. I know we are not the same again because of all the words you've spoken to us this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You're here this morning. You are not saved. You are not born again. If you were to die right now, you're not sure whether you'll go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Pastor, my right hand is up. I'm indicating that I need Jesus. I'm indicating that I want Jesus to come into my heart. I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell when I die. Please, I want to be sure this morning. If you're here like that, you know that God is not in your heart. You know that you will not go to heaven. You would like to go to heaven, but you know you will not go to heaven. You know you don't have what we call eternal life. Pastor, I need it. I need it this morning. If you're here like that, lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Pastor, please, pray with me. I need Jesus. I want Jesus. If you're here like that, your right hand up high. I want to pray with you.
bless you. I see that hand. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. When suffering and punishing comes, you won't be shy about it. God bless you. I see that hand. If your hand is up, I want to pray with you. I want to ask you to please come to the front. Let's pray together. Come, sir. Come. Clap for him as he comes. Come, sir. Oh, clap for the gentleman. Yes. Encourage him. Encourage. We clap so that the person is encouraged. God bless you, sir. God bless you. It's been a long time. Everything okay? Close your eyes with me. Say this prayer after me. Church, join in as we encourage them to say this prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe from today that I'm born again. My name is written in the book of life, and I've been saved from hell. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, God bless you. We have some books for you. What's your name, sir? Daniel. Hey, Daniel in the lion's den. God bless you. Sir, I don't know if you have one of these books. You don't? I'll give you one. Don't worry, I'll give you one. Alicia, Billy. Eh? I know you. I remember you. You don't come, but I remember you. You need a book? Let me give you a book too. One for you. You and your son. You should read it together when you're sleeping. Who's talking to them today for us? We want you to come to church only on Mother's Day. Them traditional thing is go to church on Mother's Day and Christmas and Old Year's Night. That thing is, man, it's when you understand what's going on. That's when you do them things, man. That's what I tell you. Yeah, so I'm going to church because if my mother was around, she would like me to go to church. Hey, please. Hell is very, very serious. Pastor Roberto, very powerful man of God. He's going to speak with you for a few minutes inside that room there. And you come back and join us. Daniel, please go with them. God bless you. Clap for them.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.